Welcome to God, Sex, and You, a daily discipleship podcast on healthy sexuality. Here's your host, Purity Pastor Dustin Daniels.
The Apostle John writes in the Gospel of John, chapter 21. After breakfast, Jesus asked Simon Peter. He said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," Peter replied. "You know I love you." "Then feed my lambs," Jesus told him. Jesus repeated the question, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" "Yes, Lord," Peter said. You know I love you." "Then take care of my sheep," Jesus said. And a third time, Jesus asked Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And Peter was hurt that Jesus asked that question a third time, and he said, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Such a simple but yet profound question, don't you think? Do you love me more than these? Let me ask you this. What exactly are the these that Jesus is referring to here? And more importantly, for our conversation today, what are the these in your life? Do you love Jesus more than these? Well, that's just one of the things that we'll talk about today with author and pastor Dion Thomas from King's Sanctuary in Kingston, Jamaica. Yeah, man. Pastor Dion Thomas has written a devotional workbook titled 21 Days to Sexual Purity. It's a biblical devotional for overcoming sexual temptations. On today's episode of God, Sex, and You, we'll discuss three things. Number one, desire. Is it a good thing or is it a bad thing? Number two, temptation. Is temptation a sin? And number three, can you love someone and yet deceive them at the same time? Today's show is titled, Loving Jesus More Than These. As you were talking to Dion about the relationship versus the rules there, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, it just came to mind. You know, Jesus is both grace and truth. And that's what I heard you saying, is that we lead this conversation, especially with church leadership, that we lead this sexual conversation with grace, because we're known, unfortunately, to lead it with truth.
Right.
And that's you know, it's like, look, I don't need truth. I know what I'm doing wrong. I need to know why I'm doing wrong. And you used a word, Dion, several times. You word this word desire. And I think as Christians, we don't understand that word desire. Like all of these, especially as single young men and women, that we think this desire, this sexual desire, is a bad thing. Talk to us about how desire is a God-given desire. It's actually a very good thing.
Good thing. Yeah, man. Beautiful. Yeah, man. I think that's a wonderful question, wonderful phrase. Desire, sexual desire, is God-given. You know, how we have been made. It is God's gift to humanity. And the thing about God is that He did not manipulate us. He has given us such a powerful gift to express, and also has given us the freedom of how to express it. He has told us how He wants us to express it, but He has given us the freedom of how to express it. So I think that's a very good point, that sexual desires are God-given desires. Our God-given desires, beautiful desires, but the Lord wants us to exercise our sexual desires within a particular context, And I think that is where the problem comes up, where sometimes we relate the sexual desires a bad thing, and we have the whole thing confused. So really understand that the sexual desires are a good thing. What God has given us is a beautiful thing, but He has given us a context to express these desires between a man and a woman in the context of marriage. And I think that must be continually stressed in the day and age that we live in today,
yeah.
where there's so much confusion around sexual behavior and sexuality. So the desire must never be, to be tempted is not sin. You know, the Bible says that our Lord and Savior, he was tempted yet without sin. So to be tempted is not sin. To be tempted shows our humanity. And it shows that we can be drawn in away from the things of God. But that's not sin in of itself. It is still is a lack of self-control. It is letting the desire to please ourselves overrule the desire to honor the Lord. That's where idolatry, that's where the sin begins. And that's what sin shows you. When we commit sin, it shows that our desire for the sin or to please ourselves supersedes our desire to please the Lord. And you know, I think when the person understands that, it comes right back down where they can understand, why do I sin? Why do I go against what God is saying? It comes down to, I love walk with the Lord. Do I love you, Lord? Is my heart all for you? And I think that our sins is a reflection of the idolatry in our hearts. And that's why we get pulled away. That's why we get sometimes easily pulled away. You know, if you can think about a husband who loves his wife and another woman comes in his life for him, you know, entice him to commit adultery, it's love for his wife that gives him the strength to say no to another woman. Sometimes there's a deception that says, I love my wife even though I'm hurting her, even though I'm sinning against her. And I think there needs to be some counseling or some help there for that individual to realize that love doesn't hurt. That's what the Word of God says, love doesn't hurt. So as you grow in that love walk with the Lord, to celebrate the desire in the right context is going to be the Christian's desire. You have to keep on putting it right back down there, you know, that it is a Christian's desire to honor the Lord. And when he finds himself with any idolatry in his heart, he's pulled away from his desire for the Lord into the compromise. Mm-hmm. And there has to be a consistent evaluation of one's love for the Lord.
You have an interesting phrase in your book, Dion. You look at when Jesus asked Peter, do you love me more than these? And you have an interesting take on that word, these. Can you expound on that?
Right, yes, I'm going to that. Yes, you know, that's in John 21. You know, we don't know what the these are in the Word of God. We don't know what Jesus is referring to when he says, do you love me more than these? But these could be anything. As a serious question, you know, does your love for me exceed? Is it far beyond whatever these would refer to? And I think, you know, that's a serious question that Christians have to ask themselves, or, you know, allow the Spirit of God to ask you. You know, as you look at different things, as you look at what draws you down the wrong road, that's a serious question. Do you love the Lord more than these? You know, I think back to Joseph's life, and I think Joseph got that question. Somehow he got that question. Because when Joseph was in Genesis, when we see that story, Joseph is being tempted by Potiphar's wife. Joseph responds by saying, you know, my master has given me everything and has only kept you from me. And it says, because you are his wife. Joseph then says a very interesting line. He says, how could I do this wicked thing and sin against the Lord? Joseph is saying right there, and that was a massive temptation for Joseph. Joseph had been betrayed by his brothers. He had been sold into slavery. You know the story pretty well. He had no family. He had no love. He had no accountability. He had no mommy and daddy around him to tell him, you know, don't do this or do that. He was alone. He was lonely. This is the biggest temptation, because he's all alone. He has no accountability. He has been rejected by his own brothers. And here is a woman who is encouraging him to express his feelings in the bed.
Wow, that's really good.
And Joseph,
that's
a massive temptation. That's a massive temptation. And Joseph is 17 years old. He is probably at a powerful peak in his
sexual
desire.
Well, sure, absolutely, yeah. I didn't think
sure.
about that.
But Joseph has, but Joseph has his godly father's teaching in his life, where he says, how could I do this wicked thing and sin against God? And that shows he loved the Lord more than these, more than this opportunity to be comforted the wrong way, more than this opportunity to have an embrace by another man's wife. This is possibly a wonderful, gorgeous-looking girl who's been, you know, more than any of that, How could I do this and sin against God? And I think that's a question that Jesus asked Peter. Peter, do you love me more than whatever is here? You have good reason for these things, and you have good reason to even love these things. But do you love me more? And I think that answer, when we can honestly answer that question, I remember a point in my life when I was about 18 years old, I could not honestly say that. I remember, the church used to go to, they would have a film festival where it was an evangelical outreach where they'd show a particular Christian movie, to encourage people to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And I remember one of the movies that they showed, I don't remember the name of it, but it was about the return of Jesus Christ. And I remember as a young man sitting down in looking at a movie, I was probably about 12 years old, I remember saying to myself, Lord, I don't want you to return before I get married. I don't want you to come up before I get married. And there are some things I want to experience before the Lord returned. Mm-hmm. I remember even when I was 18 years old, and my commitment to the Lord really became solid at 18 years old. I remember even at 18, I knew in my life that there are some things I wanted before the Lord returned. But when I was 19 years old, I distinctly remember being able to pray and say to the Lord, and I was a virgin all along. And I was a virgin right up until the time I got married. I got married at 32 years old, 31 years old. And I was a virgin right up until I got married. And I remember at 19 years old, I was able to say, Lord, if I do not get married, it is fine. I knew I couldn't say it before. I knew that I had desires that were competing with my desire for the Lord. But at 19 years old, it was the first time I could honestly say, if I do not get married, it is okay. I'm still going to honor in this area of my life. And that revealed to me that I had come at, through the help of the Lord, I had grown to a place where this was not an idol anymore. I came to a point as it related to that particular area. Lord, I love you more than my desire to be married. I love you more than my desire to have sex. I love you more than these different things that were pulling me before. Before I couldn't say it, but I think every believer has to come to a point where, yes, they can honestly say, it's fine, Lord. If this doesn't work out for me, I still love you more. I think that's an important place for every Christian to get.
In Genesis 39, we read about the passage of scripture that Pastor Dion mentioned. It's the story of Joseph, a Jewish slave, and Potiphar, the wife of an Egyptian ruler. The text reads, Joseph was a very handsome and well-built young man, and Potiphar's wife soon began to look at him lustfully. Come and sleep with me, she demanded, but Joseph refused. Look, he said, my master trusts me with everything in this entire household. No one here has more authority than I do. He's held nothing back from me except you, because you're his wife. How could I do such a wicked thing? It'd be a great sin against Almighty God. But she kept putting pressure on Joseph day after day after day, but he refused to sleep with her, and he kept out of her way as much as possible. One day, however, no one else was around when he went to go do his work. She came and grabbed him by his cloak, demanding, "Come on, sleep with me." Joseph tore himself away, but he left his cloak in her hand as he ran from the house. This is a classic text on how to flee from sexual sin. There are so many things to discuss here. For example, I'm hedging my bets here that most men would not turn down an opportunity to sleep with a powerful and beautiful woman. However, Joseph did. I mean, was Joseph aware of this woman's flirtatious behavior? Well, of course. Was he vulnerable to saying yes to her advances? Well, you bet. So why did he turn her down? He turned her down because of his love for God at that moment. His desire to please God was more powerful than satisfying himself. In other words, Joseph loved God more than these. So let me encourage you to get real with God today. Journal out your these. Ask the Lord to reveal the these to you. And once he does, repent, confess your sin, and go and sin no more. Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6. He says, you can't serve two masters. You're going to hate one, you're going to love the other. You're going to be devoted to one, and you'll despise the other. You can't serve both God and be enslaved to money. He was specifically talking about money in that context, but we can all replace that word money with something else. The point is that whatever it is, it's still in the way of Jesus. Well, tomorrow we continue our conversation with pastor and author Dion Thomas and his devotional book, 21 Days to Sexual Purity. We'll hear some encouraging words for those of you who are virgins or who have recommitted their lives to wait until that honeymoon night. Well, thank you for listening to God, Sex, and You. If you have a question or comment about today's show, visit DustinDaniels.org. I would love to hear you. You can join the conversation there. You can follow me on Twitter and Facebook at Purity Pastor. You can also rate the show. It doesn't cost you a penny to do that. Or share this episode with a friend, your spouse, your children. Send it over to your church as well. Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Walk worthy today, my friend, as you cling to Jesus. I love you and look forward to our time again tomorrow.